Blog Talk Radio.
See me.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad, any lady, that you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic that we will be bringing forth today, so I hope everyone is ready for this topic today. Have your Bibles with you, because we will be going from scriptures today, where you can read what thus saith the Lord yourself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do on this broadcast. We thank you for those that will tune in this morning, this afternoon, or tonight on the archives of this program, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be able to help some family, some member, dear Heavenly Father, that may be crying out what they must do today, dear Heavenly Father, on the topic that we will be sharing. We ask you to come and move Sadie out the way and let the Holy Ghost rest, rule, and abide within me. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our topic is Satan attack on the Christian home. And we're going to be coming from Genesis, the second chapter, the 24th verse, Ephesians 5:22, and Ephesians 6, verse 4, and I'll be giving you other scriptures as we go along, but we're going to start off with our introduction today. You know, how can Satan get the advantage of the Lord's people and churches? I'm asking you a question today. How can he destroy churches and workers? How does he do by attacking the first institution that God made? First marriage, and then the homes. If he can destroy the home, he can hinder the churches. If he can destroy the home, he can immobilize the Lord's work. Families are crippled under the influence and struggle of Satan. So for those of you that may want to call someone, this is the number to tell them to call in. We would love to hear what everyone's saying today on this topic, Satan attack on the Christian home. And the call-in number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. You know, here Satan caused doubt about the institution of the home, which is God's purpose. You know, the marriage and home institution was designed of God. You'll find that in Genesis, the second chapter. And I'm going to go on Genesis, the second chapter, the 24th verse. And the word of God said, therefore shall a man leave his family, leave his father and his mother, and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one. When God bring man and woman together, they become one. It's no longer I'm separate, you here, you there. No, you become one. You know, the marriage relationship is a partner relationship. It is for the well-being of man and woman. And over in Genesis 2:18, the word of God says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help meet, M-E-E-T, for them. Let me know, he got to help meet for you. Those that single, God got to help meet for you. Whether it's a man or a woman, God got to help meet for you. You know, marriage, and over in Matthew's the 19th chapter, let's go on over there, because I want you to see this in scripture, not just what I'm saying, but I want you to follow me in scripture. That way you see what I'm saying for yourself from the word of God. And we're going to turn to Matthew, the 19th chapter, and the 8th verse. And Matthew's 19:8 says, he said unto Moses, because of the hardness of your heart suffer you to put away your wives? More than one wife. But from the beginning, it was not so. The beginning, it was supposed to be one wife. He didn't say two and three wives at the same time from the beginning. You know, the teaching and the training of children in the ways of the Lord, you'll find that in Proverbs 22 and 6, Deuteronomy 11 and 19, and Ephesians 6 and 4. The husband and wife meet the needs of each other. The parents meet the needs of the children. You know, Satan has a plot. You know, Satan is always somewhere lurking about. And if anyone that's on my switchboard would like to call in, all you do is hit 1 on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. You know, Satan is causing doubt about the man and woman relationship, questioning the institution of the home. Now, you heard what I say. Satan plot. God created man and woman for each other. He didn't create two men to mate and two women to mate. He said man and woman. That's why he took a rib from Adam to make Eve. That means they became one. You flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. That's what the word is saying. He is destroying the commitment in the home. You see that every day. Provoking. He's putting a divorce, adultery, homosexuality. All these things are coming up that the enemy is doing. It's not God's doing. It's the Satan. We're just going to call him by his name today. Satan is attacking the marriages and the homes and families. He is setting parents and children against one another. Have you seen in America? I can read about what's going on overseas, but right here in America, in your own neighborhood, have you ever seen children fighting, mothers fighting their daughters fighting and hitting, physically hitting their mother, physically sons physically hitting their father? You know, the word speak against that. That's where Satan come in, where he's just trying to destroy all the commitments in the Bible, what God have created. For anyone that just coming on, if you would like to punch 1 on your keypad, feel free. Today our topic is Satan attack on the Christian home. When we have a caller would like to talk, praise the Lord.
Amen, woman of God. Everything you're saying. Amen. How you doing? God bless you. Amen. Yes. Everything that you're saying is just so, so true. I was just on the phone with my son, and he had gotten a flat tire, and he was sitting. He said he stopped by this place where it was a wall, and he just got through reading on this wall where this lady was saying, he actually sent it to me. This woman was saying that she feared for her life and that the man that she's living with, and which I'm not sure what all, she feared for her children, that he's been beating her. She jumped out of a car, and that she had escaped for her life. She's homeless. She said, you know, but what I'm saying, I told my son, you know, I would send this to the authorities, and I would continue to pray, because, you know, listen, you just said it. Say that's satanic. It is so much. We got fathers that's abusing, sexually and physically abusing their, not only the wives, but their children. Mm-hmm. You said it. You're right. This is Satan's attack. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the subject that we just was talking about. These demons are in these homes, mm-hmm. and they are verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally demonically going into these homes and destroying the family. You just said it, that God put the husband and wife together, and he said a man shouldn't be alone. Just as you said, woman of God, we are living in the last days, and he said we would have perilous times. The mothers would be against the daughters, and the fathers would be against their sons, and just from one accusation, from one situation to the next. And we don't have God in our homes, and we're not praying, we're not in our word, we're not fasting, we're not seeking the face of God for direction and wisdom and guidance. You said you need to pray and ask God concerning relationship. You know, I'm telling you, if we don't put God first in our lives, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. So praise God. Amen. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Thank you so much, Paula, for calling in. You know, it is so true that Satan is destroying the commitments in the home. Have you ever heard of so many divorces going on in the body of Christ? I can remember as I was coming up, our parents, both parents, grandparents, they didn't know such thing about divorcing. That was going by what the Bible says. We know things come up, you know, but as they say, tongue and teeth might fall out. But when you look at marriages that have been held together for 60, 70, and 80 years, no, that don't mean they didn't have some kind of conflict or some kind of miswords or something. But they went from what the Word of God said, don't let Satan come in. You know, he is setting parents and children against one another. A young lady called me the other day to tell me the mother took her daughter and her husband in to help them save some money and to get them back on their feet. The mama working two jobs, the daddy working a job, and she come home and her house wasn't clean, and she wondered why the daughter ain't went to work. And the daughter went to putting fingers in her face and hitting her mama like she was a punching bag. And I'm sitting on the other end of the phone saying, what? Here I'm wishing my mother was living to just call her up like I used to, go visit her. And here, that's where Satan is attacking the homes, the marriages, the family. That's his job. And we, as men and women of God, going to have to raise up to the standard that God have given us. You know, he's causing the teaching about life to be put in the hands of the school. You know, when you go to the school now, the parents want to beat the teacher want to beat the parent, or the children beating the teacher. But when we was coming up, if you done something, those teachers took care of you right then and there. They contacted your mama because they had the permission from your mother and father. But here now, people are taking just little things into their own hands. You know, teaching about life to be put in the hands of the school. TV, you see so much stuff going on the TV. Just refrain from watching it as much as possible. Radio, the courts of the land instead of the home. Here the courts. I go into the prison system because I work prison system as a chaplain assistant and a volunteer. And when you go in, you see these men and women coming in younger and younger. They have attitudes. They have let Satan just take control of their mind. Just literally take control of their minds. You know, he caused disbelief about the institution in the home. Parents don't even know how to sit down and talk with their children anymore unless they're cursing, they're fussing, or they're doing things that they shouldn't with their children. And like you were saying earlier, caller, the things that the father's doing to the children, not the mother's doing. You know, that's a satanic attack by the enemy. You know, God's purpose was he instructed the woman to be submissive to the husband. That's in the Word of God. We read that not too long ago. She is to look after the home, to cook, to clean, to wash, and raise the children. And you can... If you don't believe that, go over to 1 Peter. It's telling you in the Word of God. I have scriptures to back up everything I'm telling you today. And we're going to turn over to 1 Peter and see what it's saying. If you don't have your Bible right there with you, 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 6, and the word of God say, likewise, ye wives, be in subjective to your own husband. Did it say nobody else? Your own husband, he have given you. That if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wife. Verse 2 says, while they behold your chastening conversation coupled with fear. Whoso adorn, let it not be that outward adorning or plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on apparel. But let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corrupt, even the ornaments of a meek and a quiet spirit which is in the sight of God of great price. It says also, for after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God. You see what that word say in the Bible? For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women. Don't you know you can't hardly find women that's holy no more or don't want to be holy? They want to be out there doing everything the world is doing. You know, they adorn themselves being subjected unto their own husband. You know, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Today, for the callers that's just coming on the air, we're talking about Satan's attack on the Christian home. And to bring you up to speed for those that may have missed some of it, you know, you say, how can Satan get the advantage of the Lord's people and the churches? He's in there, y'all. How can he destroy the churches and the work of God? He does so by attacking the first institution that God made, which is marriage and the home. If he can destroy the home, he can hinder the churches. If he can destroy the home, he can immobilize the Lord's work. You know, families are crippled under the influence and struggle of Satan. You know, in the Bible, he instructs the husband to love his wife. That's right, love your wife. He is to nourish him. This is what the husband is supposed to do. He is supposed to nourish that wife, cherish that wife, and provide for her. He earned the living. He works on properties and so forth. You know, as we was coming up, we may have had a few homes where mother had to go to work, but way back, coming back, the mother stayed at home, did the cooking, the cleaning, seeing about the children, helped them with their schoolwork or whatever had to be done, the chore. The man, it was the breadwinner. That's what the Bible says. And I'm saying now, if man don't work, he don't eat. If a woman don't work, he don't eat. Because sometimes, like now, when Satan have come in and destroyed the home, that means a lot of homes are single parents that have to go out every day to work. You know, our love is to be like the love that Christ had for his church. You know, fathers are to teach their children, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. If anybody would like to say anything, please hit one on your keypad. And caller that started talking early, if you have anything, just break right on in and let me know. I'll be glad to hear from you today. You know, children are to obey parents, honor fathers and mothers. That's in the word of God. Children don't want to obey their parents no more. That's why the prison and the jail cells are running over. All of them have attitude. They don't want nobody to tell them nothing. They figure they know everything just because they done reached the age of 16, 17, 18. Still wet behind the ears. Can't hold a job. Haven't gotten enough education to take them a little bit, but they figure they got it all. No. And obeying your parents, if your parents tell you to do something, get up and do it. Don't let them have to keep saying it over and over and over. Then they go to throwing stuff at you, going to saying words that they don't want to say. You got to be consistent. Listen to your parents. Don't you know the word of God said that your days would be long upon the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee? So it behooves each and every person to listen to their parents. I don't care how old you are. You could be 80. You can be 90, and if your mother and father are still living, you are to obey them. That's the commandment of the Lord. Obey your parents. My. You know, Satan has a plot. I'm going to go on with it. You know, Satan would try to reverse God's order in the home. They'll start telling you, you know, but this ain't what God wanted. This ain't, You better go by what God done told you, what God done said in his word, because all this other stuff going to pass away one day. And what you going to have left to stand on? You ain't going to have a leg to stand on because you've been going by what Billy Bob said, Susie Q, Mayada, and everybody else has been saying. But what did God tell you about a situation? Are you listening to God, or are you listening to everybody in town tell you what you should do, how you should do it? You're supposed to go to God for yourself. So you know when the enemy is tight. Because if you go to everybody, the enemy is going to stay on your chair because he know you don't have no belief system in the God, no faith in God. You're going to believe every wind and doctrine that come down. And that's not what God wanted for us. You know, he had planned to reveal his plan even in Ephesians 5. No one can question this instruction. He gave it to you plain as day. God has preserved his word in printed form. The greatest of all books is plentiful and inexpensive, and that is the Bible. You know, the Holy Spirit convicts each family member of the truth concerning his or her role in the family. You know you're not doing right, go to God, ask for forgiveness, and start doing what's right with your family, with each individual. And if anyone would like to say anything, please hit one on your keypad. Area code 832, last four is 4790. Would you like to say something? You know, the Holy Spirit will convict each family member of the truth concerning his or her role in the family. You'll find that in John, the 16th chapter and the 8th verse. And I'll go right on over to that and read what thus saith the Lord. I see so many young people talking back to their parents and treating their parents so. I just cringe just looking at it. And the word of God said, when he is come, he will approve the world of sin. Reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. You know, his churches are strengthened and substance to carry out Bible teaching. You'll find that over in Matthew 28 and 20. And we'll turn over that. Matthew 28 and 20. Let's see what that says. 28 and 20 say, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Always. You know, his churches are strengthened and substance to carry our Bible teaching. You find that in Matthew 28 and 20. The violation of his teaching continued to testify to the truth of his word. You know, when you think about Satan's plot and all the things Satan tried to do, you know, Satan will always move people to disobey God like he did Eve. You know how many times the old enemy, if you're not listening to God, will tell you, well, won't you go do such and such a thing? And you haven't talked to God about it. You know, if you truly a believer and with God, you know exactly when the enemy is plotting stuff. God will show it. He'll give you discernment and show you, no, that's not right. I don't want you to do this, and I don't want you to do that. You know, he will work on the wife not to be submissive. You know, the wife will start acting up. She don't figure she should do this and she should do that. He'll work on the man to not love his wife nor bring his children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You know, once upon a time, on Sunday mornings or Saturdays, everything was shut down. Everybody went to the Lord's house. No matter what synagogue, what religion you are, everybody went to God's house. Stores used to didn't be open. If they were, they was only open till about 10 o'clock. Everybody closed up and went to hear. Was there any news from the Lord? Now, everything is open up. Don't look like a Sabbath. Don't look like it's the Lord's day no more, because they're doing so much commercialized and so much this and that, that they just have taken God out of the equation. That's when Satan starts creeping in. You know, he will cause the children to disobey the parents. You find that in 2 Timothy 3 and 2. And if you have your Bibles, turn over to 2 Timothy 3 and 2. Let's go on over there and see what it's saying. 2 Timothy 3 and 2 said, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves." You see that going on right now. "Covetousness, boisterous, proud, blaspheming, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." You see that's happening right today. You see that's going on. Have you ever seen so many young people, men and women, so ungrateful? God woke them up this morning, started them on their way. And I'm just giving this a true example. They're going to find so much to complain about. He done put food on their table, clothes on their back, give them a decent place to stay. Bills are paid, and they're still complaining. Like James Cleveland said, complaining with a loaf of bread under your arm. We're showing you how Satan have come and attacked it, the Christian home, the family's marriage. It's time for America to get back together, come back as a whole. America was founded on the Word of God. Everybody got to stop being so places and sitting down, oh, this one to do it or that. No, every person count, every vote count. That means it's time for you to get up off of your do-nothing and start doing something. That's right. Something that God wants you to do. He done already told you what you need to do. Why are you sitting down there letting the enemy play with your mind? You know, he's causing each family member to live self-centered and self-willed lives. Have you seen so many people is self-centered nowadays? Want to do in and everything? Take person life. Person ain't done nothing to them, killing up their children. That ain't nothing but the plot of the enemy. That's Satan right there. Get in your mind, let me harm my children. For what? Children 8, 9, 10 years old, a month old, 8 years old. Why you want to kill those children? God gave you those children. Why you want to take their life? That ain't nothing but the attack of the enemy. Caller, area code 4790, would you like to say something? Hallelujah. You know, he caused division about the importance. You know, God's purpose. The Lord has given three basic keys to family living. If these keys were used, it would unlock many doors of happiness to family life. Submission of the wife to husband. Love of a husband to his wife. Obedience of children to parents. You know, this basic truth is of the greatest importance. In all of home life, the Lord saw fit to set forth these principles twice in his holy word. Obedience to God's plan yield peace, liberty, joy can be sustained for obedience to this truth. Just think about that a little while. Have you been listening to God, or have you been listening to Satan? Are you doing the things God told you to do, or are you doing the things the enemy told you to do? Or do you know the voice of God, distinguished from the voice of the enemy? It's time for we, as men and women of God, that say you're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, with the burning fire. It's time for you to stand up. It's time for you to let the word work for you. Not that alligator, but let the word work for you. Let's say, no, I got my full armor of God on. I refuse to let the enemy just beat me down. time after time. Come in and just rob me of my family. Come in and children talk to mother and father any kind of way. Don't have no remorse. Don't go to God and ask him for forgiveness. If God would come right now from the sky, from the cloud, from heaven, and descend upon America, how many do you think actually would be saved today? If the day was the last day on earth, who would really go back with God? Think about it. Who have repented? Who are doing the things God asked them to do and not what Satan asked them to do? Just think about that. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, Satan plots. Satan will always question and alter God's word. You can be reading your Bible. Phone may ring. Somebody call with something that will distract you. Take your focus off of what God have you reading and doing. And if you're not careful, you'll be right on over there doing what Satan wants you to do. But you have to have a recollect in my mind. Wait a minute. I'm reading God's word. I'll call whoever it is back when I get through. That way, when you call that person, you're going to have some more word in you. So if they come up with something negative, you're going to be able to know how to go back with the word of God. Not fist fighting, not using your mouth in the wrong way, not putting it on anybody, but just saying, wait a minute, this is what the Lord said about this situation that you bring into me. Have you read the word? Have you went to God for yourself to see what God is saying to you? Oh, well, no. You know, I was still, Did you go to God? If God didn't say it, don't do it. If God didn't tell you to go there, don't go. It's a reason. That's how Satan is attacking on the Christian home today. He has so many plots through the children, through the job, through media, through radio, through TV, through your boss, through your, I mean, he comes and he'll come like like he the light. He'll come in so many forms, make you think that sure enough with God who told you. That's why we got to be rooted and grounded in the word of God. We have to ask him daily for more wisdom, more understanding, more instruction, more authority, more discernment. We got to stay on our, Satan on his job 24/7. And y'all, some of y'all don't get on your job till on Saturdays or Sundays when you're going to church 1 or 2 hours or three. And then the rest of the time, some of y'all living like little infidels. Better come on over to God's side. Stop letting Satan attack you. He beating you up from left to right. It's time for you to get it together. He will try to get you away from the vital truth and importance of God's word. I just was saying that. He going to try everything. He will do all he can to cause you to disobey the Lord and fail to put in practice his word. He done already put the word down on the inside of you. Start bringing that, regurgitating that word back up. You know that word. You know what word fit what situation. You done already went to God in prayer on a situation. He done told you what to do. Why haven't you done it? You rather than go listen to Mayetta, Lemon, Blue, and everybody than to just listen to what God said. See, when God tell you something, it's going to go smooth and right on through. But when you're going to listen to 5 different people in 5 different areas, and you're going to stand up there and say, well, I should have followed my first mind, or I should have did this, and I should have did that. But why you should have did it, you didn't. That's when the Satan attacks your home, your family, your job, your workplace, you know, just everything. He comes and attacks. And for sure, he stays in the church attacking because the people are not using the word of God like God had given to us. And when you tap into that, he'll take you to the supernatural in his word. He'll take you to the mysteries. All you got to do is give him a chance. Don't give everything else teetotally a chance over your life. Give God a chance. He will get us to stress the material or physical side of home life, like money and material. You know, money excites people. Sure, we need money here on earth to pay our bills, to be able to get things that we really, really need. But some people go to the extreme with money and materialistic stuff. Some people believe more in materialistic stuff than they do in the Word of God. And if anyone would like to say anything, we have 5 more minutes of this broadcast. I extended the broadcast to 10:45 today. He was try and strive to separate families with activities of every kind. Work, he take the family for doing things together where they call you in. Well, you figure to get more overtime, but when it boiled down to it, they done took out more than the overtime you done worked for all week for. Sports, you start letting sports get involved more with you than going to Bible study or helping someone at a soup kitchen or feeding someone or doing something God have instructed you to do. The phone rings, somebody say, oh, I'm going down to the soccer game. You start what you're doing for God and say, I'm on my way, I'm on my way. Hobbies. Hobbies are good. But put God first. Volunteer service. I'm good at that. I volunteer, morning to night. But I put God first. Because in the volunteering I'm doing, God is always present. I'm talking about God. I'm showing somebody something about God in the volunteer service that I do, and etc. You know, in an effort to keep them from the most important needs, Satan know how to keep you and keep your mind off of things God wants you to do. You can be then told a person, if you live to see it next week, I'm coming to something they're having at the church or activity, spirit filled. The enemy going to come in and, girl, you sick. You got a fever. Your foot hurting. Your back hurting. You can't go. I know so many times I push myself, even before the surgery with my leg, I push myself till but God know when I couldn't push no longer. But I said, no, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving that devil, that enemy, no attack on me. I'm going to keep pushing it to boy, so I can go. And that's what we have to do. We let the least little thing sidetrack us from what God has called us to do. So today our broadcast is on Satan attacks on the Christian home. You know, he can attack the advantage of the Lord's people. And you wonder, how did they stoop that low? How did they get in the shape they're in? Being disobedient, don't want to listen to God, don't want to do what God say do. But you know, today we're giving God the praise on this here, Satan attack on the Christian home. I hope some of you all that's listening today would take heed. Check yourself, check your home. See if you're going about according what God say. See if you live for the Lord or you working for the devil. It's your choice. You can work for God or you can work for Satan, because Satan will take you and run you all over the country, all over the world. But did God speak that or are you doing it? So that's our broadcast for today. Satan attack on the Christian home. Did anyone that came on today would like to say anything else before we close out today? Feel free at this time. Hallelujah. Well, we're giving God praise today, and we're giving him the glory for this broadcast today. Satan attack on the Christian home. So check out your home and your family. See if God is residing there or have Satan moved in, stock and barrel, or are you in control of what's going on in your home? So until next week, be blessed. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for every person that came on today. We give you the praise today. We give you the glory today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Like I always tell you, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you and tell you just how much I love each and every one of you. And until next Wednesday, you all be blessed, and I'll put a little music to play on our way off the air. Bye-bye.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break,
break every chain,
break every chain,
break
every chain. Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.